B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, anime, video games, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
Everyone pretend podcasting isn't boring.
This is Nerd Radio.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing on a parking lot at Twin Pines Mall. And this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Welcome this week, everyone, to this week's Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcast. It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network and, of course, all of your social media, Nerd Radio 101. The voice you're hearing right now is your host, Chuck Bean. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Al Beck.
I'm here.
And James.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, everybody. And what a week we've got. I was just telling you before we turn the mics on, James, that this is the week we finally get to play Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl.
I know. I'm so glad you brought that to my attention.
Yes.
I thought you were like, it's a good week to wear that shirt. I'm like, is this some sort of a weird stoner holiday week?
No, you got Ren and Stimpy on your shirt.
But then I was like, oh, Ren and Stimpy are on there. Yeah, they are.
I did read one bit of negative press about it so far, and that is that they did not get any of the voice actors.
No?
You don't actually have Ren and Stimpy screaming.
So is it going to be like imposters then? People just pretending to sound like them?
Or I think they're just smacking each other and making sound effect noises. I don't think they have any of the like SpongeBob or Ren and Stimpy or anybody.
So like Powder Toast Man's not going to do the "It's toasty."
I saw a headline in I think it was the Washington Post of all places saying that it was the one place that the game kind of fails is that there's no voice acting in it.
Bummer.
But somebody data mined the game already, and I'll tell you about that. Coming up on the show here.
That's called a tease.
It is. Man, I must be awake. I'm doing a good job so far. Also got some news, a bunch of Nintendo news. They announced the last Smash.
There it goes.
Yep. And the wheels are off.
The wheels fall off the bus.
They announced the last fighter for Super Smash Brothers. And I got some Game Boy news of all things. Before we get there, let's talk about the big news this week, and that is the Facebook outage from Monday.
Bummer. Yeah.
Where were you when Facebook went down?
On the couch with the piece of pizza.
Yeah.
And not a worry.
I was out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was not caring. I was on my couch watching movies, and I think I checked Instagram, and it wouldn't load, and I went, huh, and I set it down.
And that was it, huh?
Yeah.
I was out doing my delivery job that I do during the afternoons when I'm not here, and I think the only way it impacted me was that usually I'm talking to Amy over Messenger while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
I had sent her a couple of Messenger, things about
something.
A couple
of dong pics.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like,
what you
do. I'm delivering this. Check this out. Check out this package I'm delivering.
Right, you're out driving around. Yeah. You just take a zip, you fly down and take a look.
Yep. And Zuckerberg's got your donger.
Yeah, well, if he didn't have it already. So
he wishes he could have it.
Facebook went down on Monday, as everyone knows. And one of the things that I'd actually read about that's one of the byproducts of that is all the games that people log into with Facebook.
Oh.
Like if you log into Pokemon Go with your Facebook, suddenly you couldn't play it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because you couldn't log in.
You couldn't just use like the email address that you use for Facebook on the game?
It depends on which game it is, but most of the games have the option. Like you can log in manually.
Good thing I didn't need to order Taco Bell. I log into my Taco Bell app using Facebook.
What a tragedy
that
would have been.
PO'd I would have been.
Right.
I needed a cheesy gordita crunch.
Well.
And then Zuckerberg taco blocked me.
Once again, pizza saves the day.
Yes. I gotta have
that would have been a full-blown crisis if James, because like I think between the two of us, like if I had to pick Taco Bell or pizza, it's a close race, but I'm going pizza.
Same.
James may go the other way around.
Taco Bell, yeah. But luckily
for me, even though pizza's my number one, now if I had some Taco Bell, I wouldn't be ordering any pizza because I'm perfectly happy with my Taco Bell.
Sure.
So like, oof. I kind of feel the pain, if that was we got lucky. We all got lucky.
The day that Facebook almost killed us all.
James had burned down the entire city.
This studio wouldn't be here anymore. No, he would have been demolished.
I would have blamed it all on Zuckerberg, too. That's what I would tell the judge.
Not a jury in the land would have convicted you.
Yeah. You've tried that new, that chicken wrap, that chicken sandwich taco
Bell
thing?
Crispy chicken sandwich taco?
Yeah, you did that on your stream, right?
I did.
Yeah. Because I saw it and the font you used made it look like it said lame, but instead it was like another word. I don't remember what it was. I'll have to look it up. But
I think Jeff thinks my videos on YouTube are lame.
I don't. I'm saying that the fonts you use look like you were calling it lame.
Lame ass fonts.
What did you think of it? Because I've been thinking about getting one.
Okay, the crispy chicken, sandwich taco, I think is good. Considering, make sure you order it through the app because it's only $1.50 through the app. Otherwise, it's $1.99 in person. And to me, it's not worth $1.99, but it's worth $1.49. It's literally a delicious chicken tender. I think they use a lot of the same herbs and spices that they use when they make the naked chicken chalupa.
Okay,
so it's got some spice to it. It's got some flavor to the coating. The chicken's nice, thick white meat. It's good because they put it on that like soft shell, like a nice soft, like thick shell. It's like a little thicker than like a regular gordita shell.
Right.
And then if you get
it's
enough,
like the chalupa shell almost. That's what it looks like.
Yes, just not fried yet.
Right.
It's a non-fried chalupa shell, but it's a little bit thicker and smaller. It's like a street taco size. I think for most people, it's probably not going to be like their favorite item, but it's so simplistic and delicious.
Right.
I get the spicy version with a couple. Oh, yeah. Make my nipples hard there, Albeck. Drop me another one of those Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Let me tell you more about this crispy chicken sandwich taco. Get it slathered with some of the hot, spicy chipotle sauce. And it's not too much chipotle because they have a real tendency at Taco Bell to make the chipotle go a little fake. Like it tastes like fake chipotle. I can't handle it. But the sauce for these is just right. A couple of jalapenos, you're good to go.
Yep.
So.
Okay, so I found the video. It's for the Taco Bell Cantina Crispy Melt.
Okay, so that's a test item that was here in the Detroit area. Like last year, I think last August.
But I'll show the people who are watching us on Twitch. Remember, Wednesdays, you can watch us do this live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Limit Break Radio. It looks like it says crispy chicken.
Sorry, / what? What'd you say?
Did I say? No, I said the wrong one. /checkpoint XP. I said the wrong one. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't even catch what he said. I'm waiting to defend my lane.
I was like, what the hell is Limit Break Radio?
Well, it's a different channel that I stream on the weekends. So it's the Taco Bell Cantina Crispy Melt.
I know what Limit Break Radio is.
So he's been cheating on us is what we've
exactly.
just learned.
But it looks like instead of melt, it looks like meh.
Oh, okay.
I see it now.
Like,
yeah, I thought you were like, oh, the Cantina Crispy meh.
Yeah, no, it's
like
a melt.
You weren't really into it.
Okay.
And I only shared that video because checking my YouTube analytics, I'm making a big push to try to get my YouTube channel monetized.
Nice.
And I'm finding a lot of success in my snacking and my junk food content that I'm posting. So that's what I'm going with right now. I'm following the Gary V method of like building your content by following like what you're seeing success in.
Right.
So I'm seeing a lot of success in that. Checking my analytics yesterday, I noticed that video from last year has triple the amount of views any other video that I have posted yet.
Really?
It's because they just announced that it's going to be added to the menu for a limited time nationwide.
Ooh.
So it's no longer such a test item. It's getting put on the menu for a limited time. And since I've seen all these views, I had like 211 views on that one video within 48 hours when everything else has like 10, 15, maybe 20.
Right.
So I shared it again just to see if I get an extra push. But I thought that was a good item. I don't 100% remember exactly what I thought about it. The shell, it's like a hard shell, but it's a little crispier. It's a little softer. And the cheese sauce is good. It's a good little taco, you know.
So what I'm hearing is that you are going to be moving your content into a more food consumption area.
Well, I mean, kind of. I'm just going with what I'm finding success with. Once I get that YouTube channel monetized, then I'll do whatever I want. But right now I'm finding a lot of success with snacks. And I've been doing these just snacking streams on Twitch where I try three or four different snack foods, snack foods, limited edition snack foods, or different flavors of pop. And I'm getting some views, and I'm getting views on YouTube, and I just take those streams and upload them. And the only thing that's really suffering is my waist size.
Right.
So that's like, it's the only downfall that I'm finding.
You're going to have to do that and workout streams. Like
yes.
Simultaneously, like you're going to have to back to back.
Got
to
get back on the road to hunkdom.
Right.
And the problem is I don't like videoing myself and I'm like, I just walked up 5 steps.
I was going to say, we have to give it a few minutes before we start the stream up here after I walk upstairs. I'm like,
right.
Hey, Chuck. Let's talk about Midnight Metal until James gets here.
It sounds exactly like that. Yeah. Exactly. Al, why don't you stream your eating?
And I try desperately to hold it together. I'm like, Chuck. So that show we just did.
It is funny when you're out of breath and you're trying to have a conversation. Yeah. And you don't want people to realize you're out of breath.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they know. Yeah. They know. But you try and cover the tracks by like, just like, I'm going to give you some pauses in this conversation while you're trying to.
All right, Captain Kirk, calm down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that he's going to space?
I did.
How cool is that?
We did it. Captain Kirk is going to be in space.
Somebody, a headline had said something about Star Trek actor will be launched into space, and somebody on Twitter was like, I like the way this is framed as if he has no say in the matter. Just going to catapult him right into space.
When you put it that way, though, he's not even the first, because Roddenberry and his wife's ashes are out in space somewhere.
Yeah, but Roddenberry wasn't on camera. He might have wrote the thing when he wasn't on camera.
Well, his wife was.
That's true.
Majel Barrett.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of streaming, I'll keep up with the stories we've got here. This morning, according to a report by Video Games Chronicle, an anonymous hacker posted a 125 gigabyte torrent link, which contains all of Twitch's source code.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it's supposed to have the entirety of their thing, their commit history, as well as some of the...
So I don't understand that. So what is it exactly that they just shared?
Well, think of it this way. There's a story that I'm going to talk about coming up about data mining the games, and people, when they get the games, especially on the PC, they'll go into the source code and start looking for phrases in the game to see what kind of placeholders are there for future downloadable content. You know, like, oh, this character's name is in here, which means they plan on putting him in the game at a future date. As downloadable content. This is a similar thing.
God, I'd rather just wait until the DLC gets released.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Jeez, I'm...
Right.
Whew.
But this guy, apparently, it was posted on 4chan, gives you the information on how the Twitch source code works. It also has stuff embedded in the source code about a competitor for Steam that Amazon was working on that hasn't been announced or anything yet. That's just been rumored. And it has... some of the creator payout reports from 2019 until now, so you can see exactly how much some of those monetized channels are getting.
Yeah, so if you want a good laugh, go see if you can track down how much I made off Twitch. It'll give you a good chuckle.
Right. I was going to say, I don't think anyone in this room is very worried about people finding out exactly how much they made on Twitch.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm guessing you get more tips and subs before you have to start censoring your nipples.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, tons. Well, but they were paying me in like Subway subs, though.
Right.
Some sandwich artist would craft me a delicious BMT.
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
And then I'd show him my nipples.
God damn, I'm hungry right now. I'm so hungry.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the story that I'd found last week is that the porn site Chatterbait now lets models stream video games on it.
Oh, very nice. Now I can play... play my favorite games with my penis on Chatterbait.
Yep. Yep.
Perfect.
They've got a list of pre-approved games because they didn't want models that, you know, you would get a warning if you tried to play a game on there, because they didn't want to get like some kind of DMCA from the people who own the video game, like the Grand Theft Auto people being like, you can't play Grand Theft Auto on your stream and monetize it and make money off that, because they, you know, Chatterbait didn't pay us for it. And, so they have a current list of approved games that's only a few pages long, and according to this article, predominantly features indie sex games.
Oh, of course they do.
So the good news here, James.
Show me Leisure Suit Larry.
Yep.
No, there's not a... there is something on here, though, that I thought was absolutely hilarious.
Is it like Shower with Dad?
There's no, but there's a lewd rhythm game called Spunk Stock.
Ooh, Spunk Stock.
Oh, my God.
That I did not realize was that I actually own Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015. Great game.
Get the high score, don't you?
I do. Great game. Absolutely hilarious game.
I don't know what.
Dads have never been cleaner.
Yeah, no. So
Chuck got his hand.
It looks like an Atari 2600 game, and there are three dads. There's like a ginger dad, a black dad, and just a regular black-haired white dad. And you play one of the kids. You have to take the kid and put him with the correct dad. While they're
it's
in
very
the shower.
Complicated, yes.
And it's it gets faster and faster. There'll be soap on the floor that you can trip on.
Don't want to slip on that
or
soap.
Or there'll be one of those wet, wet floor signs. You don't want to hit that.
Nope, stay away from
run
that.
Run into that. Shower with Dad Simulator. It's on Steam. It's fantastic.
It's right up there with Mount Your Friends.
It's right? So, yeah, if you want to play some of those games that they won't let you play on Twitch now, Startup your chatterbait, man.
Well, tell me more about this bunk stock.
That I don't know anything about. I just thought the title was really funny.
Well, let me look it up right here.
Right.
Well, yes. Somebody's.
I'm 18 or older.
Spunkstock. So I'm assuming that's a play on Woodstock?
Yes.
Oh, it's gave me the stock reading for Splunk.
Started already. Oh, my goodness. They are having sex in time with the music.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
I wonder if that's like the game that always pops up on those porn sites where they're like,
you won't last 5 minutes.
You won't last 5 seconds with this hot, sexy game.
Yep. Like, from the looks of it, they're on their it's on itch.io. That makes a lot of sense. But you can just run it. You can download it for free, or you can just run it. This is so gross.
Oh, the cartoon anime chicks that are on? Wow.
Cartoon anime chicks.
This looks like a dude who's, they actually are engaging in
appropriate
activities.
Let me
What if I could get the SS score on that?
Let me just add that to favorites right here. Okay, next up. So that's the news on that. Also, the Epic Game Store is adding achievements to their games, which Steam already has incorporated into their games, and obviously Xbox is who started all this achievement hunting garbage. But Epic Game Store will be jumping on the achievement bandwagon. We've talked about it briefly, but I don't think either of you guys are real big achievement hunters when it comes to playing your games. Right?
I do enjoy. I'm not going to go for the super super hard ones, but I do have that itch on the Xbox. I love hearing that bloop bloop.
It is
every time you get that achievement. I wish PlayStation would give you a little bit more of a sound effect when you would do it with them. But like Xbox, it pops up and you see it down at the bottom, and then you can go check out all your achievements. I do love getting achievements on the Xbox, but any other platform that I'm playing on, I don't think they give achievements enough pomp and circumstance.
I get stressed out on my PlayStation 4 because they don't pop automatically. Like, I'll know what the achievement's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and I'll work towards it, and I know what I'm going for, and I'll know I just got it, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, where's my thing?
I
Where's the thing? Play the thing! Where is it? Yep. I can't. And then it pops up like a second later. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you! Yep. Jesus, PlayStation!
And it takes that screenshot that you can't tell what's exactly happened, but it takes you a screenshot of you getting the achievement, and you're like, it's just my character just standing there.
Yeah.
Why don't you put the achievement on the bottom saying you've just made the achievement? You just took a screenshot of nothing.
Yep.
I feel the same way playing WarioWare, okay?
Okay.
Playing WarioWare, the new one on the Switch. And I've completed the game. I've completed the storyline. So now I'm going back through all these different parts of the game to unlock every single mini game. So I'm trying to play every single mini game. And it doesn't always tell you until you lose that's like, oh, mission accomplished. It pops off on the side. I'm like, have I unlocked all of these in the fantasy realm? Have I unlocked every mini game in the fantasy realm? I don't want to stop and quit because I'm on a roll right now. I'm on like 31, my 31st attempt, and I still have 4 lives. But I don't want to keep playing these games if I've already gotten the achievement, you know?
Yep.
So
that seems anything that's wrong with a WarioWare game seems very Wario.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like a Wario troll. One of my favorite podcasts that I listened to had mentioned that they thought that when that WarioWare game came out, they should have charged $150 for it. Just to see, like, because that would be a Wario thing
to
do. And then, like, 6 months later, bring it down to an actual price.
Yeah.
But just to, you know, somebody would have paid it just to be. And then
I'm telling you, after playing that demo, I might have coughed up the $150. I don't know if the game was worth $150, but.
Right.
I've had more fun playing that game on the Switch than a lot of games.
And that's what I was going to say. I almost appreciate that there's not achievements on the Switch. Like, I bought games on the Switch that I could have got on the PlayStation 4 and then, you know, played for achievements. So I'm like, oh, I kind of like it feels, like, much more relaxing to know that, like, I don't have these achievements in the background that, you know, if you really like this game, then you're going to want to get all
these. It's strictly casual, you know?
Exactly. It's if there is achievements to that friggin' Zelda game, Jesus Christ. I never would have bought anything else for the Switch. I'd still be playing it now.
You're still trying to get that achievement.
I'd still be trying to get those damn achievements. All right, well, let's take a short break. I do have some Nintendo news for you when we come back. And, Al, you were saying before we started the show that you were looking into some spooky movies.
A little bit, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, and you know what? I almost forgot. I went and saw Venom 2 last night.
Did you?
Yeah. We'll talk about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Jay Fosgate. I'm the creator of Bodhi Troll, and you are listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio. As the as Jay just told you, we do play Nerd Radio on Rift 2, our HD2 station, Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. But the most important way you can get Nerd Radio is as part of the BPod Studios Network. Go on over to nerdradio101.com. Download the podcast every week. Make sure you rate and review us.
That's because the BPod Studios doesn't break down as often as the HD transmitters here.
It's very true.
That's true.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very delicate. Yeah, so I mentioned
before. Don't touch it. Don't look at it.
I think I broke it.
I mentioned before the break that I actually went to the theater last night and got to see
the theater.
The theater. To see Venom Let There Be Carnage.
Wear your top hat and your monocle.
A lot of fun.
Cape.
I've left my mom.
Did you go in full theater garb?
I did not,
damn.
Unfortunately.
Damn.
No, but I did find out, my buddy John at the comic store is the one who told me that most theaters will only charge $5 on Tuesdays if you're one of the, if you're like the AMC Stubbs member or something
really?
Like that, all day long. So I paid like 12 bucks at 7, 8 o'clock at night to go see the new Venom movie on a Tuesday. So if you want to go see a movie...
Yeah,
on Tuesday.
Damn straight.
But I'd seen all weekend people saying that it was absolutely fantastic. I think it broke some records for this year as far as an opening. Because
well, let's not get crazy about breaking records this year.
Sure.
Not a lot to break.
It's not a lot of competition to really look towards. But it was exactly the movie I expected it to be.
Okay.
At the same time, there were ways that I thought the story was going to go. Like, you see something, and you're like, oh, well, that's going to come in later when this happens. Yeah. And it didn't work that way, which was kind of interesting. And it has one post-credit sequence that is worth the price of admission.
Okay. I'm going to ask this. Hopefully, it'll be spoiler-free.
Okay.
Are there any inklings to there being, like, a crossover movie with Spider-Man and Morbius that might be the Maximum Carnage comic storyline?
I don't think so.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
But.
Doesn't mean it's not happening. He just didn't see any hints
correct,
at it.
Correct.
But as someone that I know that was super into Maximum Carnage, whether this is a video game or the comic books or something like that, I think you're really going to enjoy this movie.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of Venom and Carnage. Shriek is in the movie.
Okay.
From Maximum Carnage. And it feels
I remember summoning Shriek. I think I summoned Shriek.
Right. Well, it's funny because both of the Venom movies feel much like the Deadpool movies in that they exist. Me and Amy were talking about it after we saw it. They exist kind of in their own little pocket universe. And in that universe, these movies are pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was in the larger scope of like an MCU where everything feeds into a main storyline, I don't know that we would appreciate them as much as we do when they, in the same way that like the Deadpool movies don't feed into the X-Men movies. They happen adjacent to the X-Men movies. That's why we get Colossus and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're in their own little pocket universe, side universe of this thing that's happening over here. But yeah, definitely make sure you stick around for the post-credit sequence. It's very, very important.
Okay.
And it's a fun movie. It's Eminem's got a song in the soundtrack again. I guess he's a huge Venom fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool to find out.
I wonder why doesn't he name a dish at Mom's Spaghetti after Venom?
After Venom, right. Because he was on the soundtrack for the first one, too.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does the thing for the first one. Al, you were saying that you almost watched the first one this
week. Yeah, still haven't seen the first one, but I was this close to watching it over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a little bit of a movie mode right now. I kind of come and go out of those phases.
Yeah.
And I pulled it up. First of all, speaking of new movies, I watched that Many Saints of Newark, the Sopranos prequel.
That's just a movie. That's not
just
like
a movie.
Series.
Yeah, no, it's a movie. It's in theaters, but it's also on HBO Max.
Right.
Have you seen all the Sopranos episodes?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, how dare you watch that movie without seeing every single episode?
If I watched it would be without ever seeing the Sopranos once.
I've never gotten into the Sopranos.
I liked it. And I watched Sopranos a little bit later, too. And,
yeah.
And I thought it was great, and I even liked the ending. But I also knew going in that a lot of people were upset about it.
Right.
And I can see how if I had been watching week to week from day one and made it through however many seasons it was, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And then that's how it ended. I could see being upset about it. But knowing what happens at the end going in and then actually seeing it, I was like, I kind of liked it. I think I know what cool. the what they were going for. But anyway, that's a sidetrack thing. And I thought Many Saints of Newark was all right. It, you know, I don't feel like I needed it, but I didn't mind that I spent the time watching it.
Right.
But anyway, I finished that, and then I was like, I want to watch another movie. And saw Venom sitting there, and I actually started it for about 3 seconds. And I was like, you know what? It's October, and October is the one month a year that I like watching horror movies. So I stopped Venom and watched something else. But I feel like this is a topic that we bring up every year. Every October, I ask you this question. But yeah, it's fun to bring up again, Chuck. Looking for a recommendation from you because you're a big horror movie
fan.
For
horror movies?
Yeah. So, like, but like my girlfriend likes horror movies. So, especially if you can get it in like the supernatural, demonic possession type of thing. Like,
okay.
Like, we watched The Conjuring, not for the first time for her, but for the first time for me.
Okay.
She likes that movie.
What were your thoughts on The Conjuring?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was spooky, you know?
I like the concept of that couple.
Yeah.
Like, I like that there's a series of movies that it's almost like an X-Files thing where it's like,
yes,
you can frame different things around this.
We can exorcise demons from dolls. We can find houses with bleeding walls.
Right.
It wasn't me for that to rhyme. Now I feel like I let everybody down not having a follow-up line.
Yeah. But like, it was okay. The demonic possession stuff really freaks me out.
Does
so,
it?
Yeah. So like we did a classic movie yesterday. We watched Nightmare on Elm Street. It doesn't freak me out at all.
No.
You know, like there might be a little startle.
Yeah.
Sometimes with a little bit of a jump scare, but
right.
it doesn't scare me. Like the demonic possessions.
It doesn't make your butthole pucker up.
No, yeah. but possessions, paranormal. Alien abduction and zombies are the things that actually freak me out.
Yeah.
You know?
I think my hard limit is body horror. As I've watched more horror movies and started to think about it, because I know that I saw one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets when I was a kid, and it messed me up. And I was like, nope, not watching any of these. And now, as I've gotten older, I went back, I watched the first one, and then last year, I think I watched the second one. And, you know, I haven't found the one yet that messed me up as a kid, but I'm sure it's waiting in the
weeds. It's probably going to be three then.
Probably.
You're at that age.
It's a little bit of like Russian roulette of like, is this the one that I didn't like when I was a kid?
Yeah.
And you know what's funny too is when it comes to horror movies, like I said, I pull them out every October and I watch a couple. It's like a Christmas movie kind of thing. In October, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And I don't typically go past the first movie in some of these series because it's just the same thing over and over again.
Sure.
It's, you know,
same story almost. A little
pretty
cheesy,
much.
A little more campy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the funny thing about that is Friday the 13th comes around. I typically only watch the first one, and Jason's not really in it. Like, Jason's not the killer.
No, not really.
He's not the killer in the first one.
That ending is great, though.
Yeah, it is.
That ending, for those that haven't seen it, we're going to spoil it real quick. But when that jumps out of the water at the very end, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
But
even if you know it's coming, it's still a really good, like, sudden
So you got any recommendations for me here in the scary season?
Well, it sounds like me and your girl have very similar tastes when I watch the scary movies,
because
I do like ghost stuff, and I do like,
we watched Oculus. That's one that she really likes a lot.
That was that's Amy Pond from Doctor Who, right?
There's something
in the mirror.
Yes
Hold on.
Yeah, it's Karen Gillan is the star. So who is she in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Nebula.
Nebula, yeah.
Okay. There was a movie I saw a couple of years ago, came out in 2008, that's similar. It's called Mirrors.
Okay.
It's got Kiefer Sutherland. He's a ex-cop that takes a security guard job at some burned-down ruins of a department store. And there's a big mirror in that. And, like, he'll see, like, the him in the mirror will move independently of him. Like, there's evil versions of everybody on the other side of that mirror. It's cool. Amy Smart is in it. It's pretty good. There's one on, I think it's still on Amazon. There's actually a series called, and I thought of this last week, James, because you were out at the Eloise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a series called Hell House LLC, And it's kind of one of those found footage type of movies where like everything's shot with like a handy cam or something like that behind the scenes. But it's these guys that buy this house that's supposedly haunted and set up a haunted house in it.
Ooh.
And then it
scenario that I was doing.
And then
with.
It is actually haunted. I know you were out at the Eloise and I'm like, I don't think I'd be out there. I certainly don't want to be in a haunted house that might actually be haunted.
Yeah.
And Chuck didn't believe I actually went through the haunted house.
I didn't know because I know you're a chicken.
I was terrified. I was scared.
I bet you were.
Well, plus they made me go through by myself.
Boo.
I'm like, come on. I got to go back. And I'm with a group. And I'm with a group of people. Where's all the press? And I'm with all the
there's
press.
No there's no girls to hide behind.
No, there wasn't. Right. All we had was Eric, the camera guy, who I hid behind.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, man, if you have to go through a haunted house, just hang out near a screaming girl because she's going to get all the attention.
Yeah.
Get all the attention, you know. But, Eloise is already spooky enough on its own, just walking through it.
And then you're going to add some, like, spooky lights and some cobwebs
spooky
and some
lights,
actors and
multi-million
stuff.
Dollar horror effects. I'm glad I didn't eat Taco Bell before the walkthrough because
right.
I would have put it all in my underpants.
Speaking of horror movies and Eloise, there is an Eloise Asylum movie.
Really?
Is there?
Yes.
Ooh.
Someone told me about it. I have not seen it. I've thought about it because I've been there.
Right.
And got to walk through it or whatever. But it's not like about the asylum. It's something to do with...
It's like some fictionalized story. But
it's a fictionalized story. Like, I think they have to go there and spend the night or something like that. You know, it's one of those type of things. But it is Eloise Asylum. It wasn't just filmed there.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed there, but it was also the asylum featured in the movie. So maybe I have to look that one up. But... While we're talking horror movies, on the morning show today, we were talking about some of the all-time scariest movies. They do this thing where they attach science electrodes to you and find out which movies actually get your heart pounding the hardest and whatever else. So I did make a note of the top five on the most recent list. So
I can't wait.
Why don't we go through the five and you've either seen them or not. And if you've seen them, let's get your thoughts on it. Okay.
All right.
So starting with number five, Hereditary. Which is one that is on our list.
Yes.
And all I keep hearing is that movie's messed up.
It is.
And that's the only review I keep hearing about that movie.
Give us a little bit of the plot for Hereditary, because it sounds like...
Let me find the IMDb.
It looks like you've inherited some horrible genetics from your ancestors.
That's part of it.
Okay.
When the matriarch of the Graham family passes away, her daughter and grandchildren begin to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets of their ancestry, trying to outrun the sinister fate they have inherited.
Okay.
Yeah, this mother and her children move into the house of her, what was her mother, who was extremely abusive and kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Her children, she's got an older son and then a younger girl, and the younger girl is challenged.
Okay.
And it gets messed up.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to avoid that one. I was thinking more along the lines of, I have this mole.
You will never.
I have these genetics where I get like these
you will
moles
never stick,
come to life.
You will never stick anything out the window of your car while you're driving after you've seen that movie.
Really? Okay. Somebody must lose an appendage of some sort.
Right. Right.
All right.
So that's number five. Yeah, I agree. That's good.
Okay. That is on our list because my girlfriend wants to watch it. She has not seen that one yet.
I still haven't seen Midsommar, and I want to because I've heard that's... And like the girl that was in Black Widow is in that. Was Florence Pugh is in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was number four.
Number four is The Conjuring, which we kind of talked about a little bit, but give us at least a thumbs up or down.
It's got some good scares in it, I have to say. I know some friends who poo-poo The Conjuring, and I'm like, no, it's all right.
Have you seen more than one? Because there's a series of them. Do you have a favorite in the series?
Because,
again, knowing me, I'm probably not...
Is Conjuring the first one in the series?
Yes.
So is that the house?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it was
the Annabelle doll, which shoots off into other movies. There's the one that's in the old church, which ends up being the nun movies later on, where you get the history of that stuff. I think me and Amy saw the newest one earlier this year.
Which is the Annabelle one, right?
No,
there's another one where somehow they're like seeing things that
aren't
there.
It's The Devil Made Me Do It.
Okay.
And there's a dude that like is convinced that he was possessed by a demon and killed it. There's this kid that like has no history of any violence whatsoever and kills somebody, and they're convinced he's possessed.
Yeah. Because they do flesh out the Annabelle thing later, because Annabelle isn't much involved in the first movie, which is the only one I saw and frankly, probably the only one I ever do
creepy
see.
Creepy dolls are kind of a cool thing. Like, they are, creepy dolls are kind of like, ugh, but as I get older, I'm much more akin to just, like, run up and kick them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
safety,
yeah,
precaution.
Like, yeah, that doll is creepy, but I will punt you across the room, like,
sure,
kick the baby,
like,
so
you have
don't
to have
worry
a conversation with that doll. You're like, hey, doll, I see you. You're creepy.
Right.
Props to you for that.
If you try and stab me.
Yep. I'm a nut kick you to the moon.
Oh, yeah. No, not a nut kick.
A nut kick you to the moon.
Yeah. All right, so number three on the list of scariest movies of all time, Insidious.
Have I seen Insidious?
I've never seen it, but I know the title.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been on Amazon like forever.
Insidious. Oh, it's funny because this is the guy from The Conjuring, Patrick Wilson. When it seems their new home is haunted and their comatose son is possessed by a malevolent entity. I don't think I've seen Insidious, no.
And that's not part of The Conjuring either?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just the guy from The Conjuring, Patrick Wilson.
Yeah. You know, I looked up some of these actors, and it seems like some of these horror movie actors just keep, that's their genre.
Yeah, once you find something you're good at.
All right, so we don't have anything on Insidious. So maybe people, we can maybe circle back to the chat.
Yeah.
If people watching Twitch right now have seen Insidious,
there's a series of those, too.
Thumbs down.
More than one of those.
So number two was last year's number one.
Okay.
Sinister. I believe that's the one with Ethan Hawke.
I don't know that I've seen that one either.
Because
interesting.
We watched that one last year because it was the top of the list last year. So we did watch it. And, I mean, it's another one of those, like, something creepy happened at the house type of things.
Right.
And,
you know what? I haven't seen Sinister, but I have, like, a wall cling from the sequel that came out while one of the first years I was working here, and it's just like this clear thing, but if you look at it at a certain light, it's got the, like, the blood stain in the face, in the picture of the face.
Okay, so, I mean, I thought it was okay, but honestly, I was more freaked out by The Conjuring, I think, than Sinister when I watched it last year. So the movie that dethroned Sinister for the all-time scariest movie list 2021, according to Science, Host is now number one.
Hmm.
Which I think it came out last year.
Right. I think
it's a recent movie.
The top three are all blind spots for me.
Okay. Well, maybe now you've got something to watch.
Oh, my God,
October.
I have seen Host.
Okay.
Holy crap, is it good?
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So, okay.
So you think it's a good for the first slot there?
I talked to Jefferson about this years ago when it came out. They made the movie Unfollowed, which was a horror movie on Skype. And I was, and at first you're like, come on, really?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it and I was like, that was great and you can never do it again. And then they made a sequel and it was actually good.
Really?
And that's what this is. This movie was made during quarantine last year. And it's six friends. They're getting together for a Friday night for just, you know, having drinks, having a good time, something like that. And one of them invites a medium in so they can, like, talk to a ghost over the digital thing.
Sure.
And it all goes wrong.
Ooh,
but
spooky.
You have to keep in mind while you're watching it, one of the things that's so cool about it is the fact that it was done in quarantine. So there wasn't, like, a bunch of people to do the effects and everything. Everyone had to do the effects in their apartment.
Sure.
Because they were all locked down.
Yeah.
And that makes it even more fun.
What's wild about it, too,
Host is great.
It's only 57 minutes.
Oh, really?
It's a quick watch.
Wow.
That's like an episode of Squid Game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep hearing about Squid Game, too. I need to check
it out.
It's
interesting. I've been watching it. I got about two episodes left. If you can get past the cheesy dialogue that they dub over.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's a Korean.
Yeah, it's a Korean movie. It was made in Korea or whatever, but the voice actors. My biggest beef with it is the voice actors. They'd be like a dude with like a southern drawl. I'm like, it's an Asian man. Why does he have that southern drawl?
Yeah.
Why does he talk like he's from Turkey?
You know, it's funny as I ran into Jim O'Brien, one of the morning show hosts in the building. Yeah, Big Jim. And he mentioned that TV show to me this morning, and he said it was great, too.
The story it sucks you in. It's a great story.
Yeah, like so I've heard nothing but good reviews, but his recommendation was you have to watch it with the subtitles because, you know, you don't get the inflection of the actors if you watch it the other way. My problem is, like, I've got my broken eyes, and I don't read fast enough to keep up with subtitles.
Right.
I hate when I'm watching a movie or a show and subtitles show up because it's a – someone speaks a different language for a few things of dialogue. I'm like, I guess I'm just not going to know what this person says.
I don't watch movies if it's all
I can't.
Scripted. Like I can't pay attention to the movie. I'll read a book, you know.
Yeah.
I want to read all that.
I was a pariah when I worked at the anime store because I didn't like reading subtitles. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants the original Japanese dialogue with the subtitles. And I'm like, no, I want it dubbed in my thing so I don't have to pay full attention to what's happening right now.
Exactly. I'm more of a fan of that.
Yeah, run, don't walk to host. See host.
Well, a scary movie I want to recommend
tonight,
you avoid
watch host.
Is
Malignant.
I've seen that one.
I think that's on HBO Max, and I want to see it.
I mean, you might. I didn't enjoy it whatsoever, which means Chuck will probably love it.
Right. That seems to be how
such polar opposites in terms of our opinions on so much from pro wrestling.
How hard am I gonna laugh during Malignant?
Oh, you will laugh incredibly hard. Because I was laughing at some parts that I'm just like, this. What are you doing? But I would say avoid it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people when I talked about it on my Twitch stream that loved Malignant.
Well, I was really fearful that you were going to say, like, somewhere in that top five was It Follows. Because movie is garbage.
Is it?
I hate that movie so much. I went to the theater to see that movie. And, like, it's a neat concept. And it's stupid as a movie. Because the concept is that it's like a ghost or a demon or something that you pass along by having sex with somebody else. So, like, if it's following you before it kills you, if you have sex with somebody, you pass it to somebody like a venereal disease.
Huh.
So it's essentially
a spiritual clap.
Yes.
There you go. I was going to say it. So it's like
the best cinematic AIDS. The best part about it was when we left the theater, the conversation we had later, it was like, well, what about, like, gay sex? Does that count? Like, if two ladies have sex, do they still pass it?
Is
it only a penetration-based ghost?
Oh, well.
It's only transferred to the...
What if it's two gay dudes? What if they're doing
the
butt
stuff?
I'm
okay with lesbians being a superpower.
Yeah, like, that's how you get away from the ghost. Yeah. You just don't have no more penetration.
I'll become a lesbian in 2 seconds. Okay, well, I got some stuff to work on there. Yeah, did anyone in the chat happen to say anything about Insidious?
Nobody said anything about Insidious, but Hall Gaming had a good point. Shudder is 99 cents a month with Student Prime, and that's the kind of thing. Like, some of my favorite recommendations are stuff I've seen on Shudder over the last couple of years. But
because that's an AMC property. Okay, so are there big names on there, or is it all, like, indie horror movies?
It's a lot of indie horror movies, but then they do get stuff. The Nicolas Cage movie that I love, Mandy, is on there almost exclusively.
And that's technically a horror movie?
It technically is, yeah. Okay. There's also...
Is it because his acting is so horrific? Or?
No, not at all. Okay.
If Family Man's on there, or whatever that movie is.
The Wicker Man? The bees! Not the bees!
What about the one where he's a weatherman?
The Weatherman? Yeah. No, I don't think... Raising Arizona. It's the Nicolas Cage collection. One of those streaming services do have... A ribbon that said
the most
Nicolas
terrifying
Cage
collection
on
that's
it.
Hilarious.
I was like, this is for me. I don't remember if it's Tubi or what, but I was like, I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
No, there was Nicolas Cage did, that same director did an adaptation of an H.P. Lovecraft thing called The Color Out of Space that I went to the Main Arts Theater and saw last year that was fantastic. I don't even have Shudder at the moment. I wasn't watching a whole lot of stuff, but there's a bunch of great stuff on there.
Because even that right there, like, that's the perfect where the streaming service business model works great.
Yeah.
Because I could see myself, if there was enough stuff on there, sign up for the month of October. It's the only month out of the year that I'm even interested in watching horror movies. So I could get it for 1 month, then cancel it. But, I mean, I haven't, because there's been enough big-name movies on the other services I already pay for. And if there's nothing...
Okay, so for those of you who do either have Shudder or subscribe to Shudder, here's my list of must-see stuff on Shudder. You need to see Mandy. You need to see The Color. I pulled it up. The Color Out of Space. Scare Me, which has the girl that was in the last season of The Boys that played, I can't remember her name, but she was the Nazi.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
from that.
What was her? Who is that?
I don't remember her name. Host is on Shudder. Mayhem is a great movie that's on Shudder. It's got, I remember telling you about it. It's got Stephen Yeun from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning
gets, like,
that.
A,
yeah.
He's stuck in a in an office building, and everyone in the building has like the a rage zombie virus.
Yeah, that I think is, I added that to some watch next list of mine somewhere.
Yeah,
and I, you know, it got removed because it wasn't October.
Right. Yeah, so plenty of stuff. We'll talk about this as I think about it. Maybe next week or the week after, some more scary movies to watch.
Sure.
All right, well, let's take a short break, and when we come back, I got some Nintendo news for you guys. A current Nintendo game that's coming out is smaller than a Call of Duty update.
Ooh, Nintendo news. Never mind, that was bad. Go to break.
All right, we're gone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Pause that game. We're back with more Nerd Radio.
Honestly, I hate working here. They are so weird.
As always, find us on your social media at Nerd Radio 101. And find us in the Checkpoint XP studios Wednesday afternoons around 11:30. Twitch.tv/Checkpoint XP. Chuck Bean, James, and Al Beck. Hanging out and talking about what's going on in the world of nerds. And I got a whole bunch of stories that revolve around Nintendo, so I figured I'd wrap them all into one segment, call it the Nintendo News segment this week.
Which I tried to turn into a really cool segment, but I botched it.
Yeah, it's fine. I cut it out. You're good.
Perfect.
All right.
Nobody heard it.
Yeah, exactly. The first one is from a couple of weeks ago. It was about a dentist who was challenging his patients to Super Smash Brothers in exchange for a free dental cleaning.
Oh, a cleaning?
Yeah.
Dude, if I beat a dentist in Super Smash Bros., I want like a grill, baby. Like, you better give me some dental implants. I want teeth like jaws from James Bond.
Right. No, dude.
Never have to clean them again.
At the Zen Family Dental issued a public challenge to all his patients on Twitter and YouTube saying that if you can beat me in Smash Brothers, I won't charge you for a cleaning.
Mm.
Is there a game that you think you're so good at that you could do something like that? You're like, you can't beat me at this.
Probably not. No. I mean, if he wants to go 1v1 in Realm Royale,
yeah,
it's about the best game I'll be able to put up a fight in, I think. Unless he wants to go, I'd have to pick up a controller and practice my Mike Tyson punch out.
Yeah.
If he wants to do like a time challenge and punch out who can knock out Glass Joe the quickest.
Earlier this week, Nintendo of France tweeted a screenshot from Super Smash Brothers of Samus, the girl from Metroid.
Yeah.
Like on her hands and knees, like crawling through a vent. With Solid Snake from Metal Gear, who's also in Super Smash Brothers, right behind her, staring lovingly at her buttocks.
Oh, yeah, perv.
And then they had to delete it very quickly.
Say, this doesn't sound like they're setting themselves up for anything good.
It went up at 1 p.m. on Sunday and then was deleted a couple of hours later with no further content. But in the eyes of the internet, that's not quick enough. Because it lives forever now in retweets and screenshots.
Is that canon now that Snake banged Samus?
I don't know. At the very least, he oogled her buttocks.
Yeah.
So there is
that. Who hasn't?
Well, fair. Speaking of Metroid 2, Metroid Dread, which is coming out in a couple of, I think this week, actually.
Yeah.
According to a new report, is smaller in size than a typical Call of Duty update.
Well, that should be obvious.
Yeah, its total file size is 4.1 gigabytes, and obviously anybody who's updated Call of Duty at any point knows that it takes a couple hours.
100 gigabytes?
Yeah. To update
that. The update's only 275 gigabytes. Sweet. And then I play it, and there's only a couple things that are different, and my weapons are weaker.
Nintendo also announced that the final character that they're adding to Super Smash Brothers.
The final character?
This is the last one, because this is the second year of them doing downloadable content for it, and after this one, they're not adding anything else to Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, which means they're probably just working on the next Smash Brothers.
Oh, wow, that seems like they're going to miss out on making some cash.
But the very last one is Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, so who's Sora?
He's the kid with the Keyblade.
Oh, it's a he, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Kingdom Hearts other than it combines, other than the dudes from Good Charlotte love Kingdom Hearts.
Right.
And then it combines Disney and Final Fantasy.
bizarre fact to have in your brain.
Well, that's because the guitar player, I remember seeing pictures back in the day when I would, when magazines were the thing people would read. And
sure,
the guitar
yeah.
player for Good Charlotte was always wearing a Kingdom Hearts like shirt. And I think he was at like Hot Topic and somebody sold him like a Kingdom Hearts item. And I think he was talking about playing Kingdom Hearts in an interview. And I don't know why I'm so up on Good Charlotte, but for some reason that sticks in my brain. So whenever I hear Kingdom Hearts, I immediately think of the Good Charlotte guitar player and not one of the twin brothers.
Hmm. Well, one of the other things that they add, you know, they've got what they call Mii Fighters, where you know you in the, on the Wii you can make your little character that yeah. look like you, and you can there's three different kind of classes that you can fight as a Mii Fighter
okay.
in Smash Brothers Ultimate. And when they add these characters, they'll also add some new costumes for the Mii Fighter that you can put on. Like you could get the little head for Sans from Undertale. So they didn't actually put Sans in the game, but you can make your Mii Fighter look like Sans, and therefore Sans kind of you know backdoored. An Undertale character into a thing. This particular update, they are adding the armor for the Slayer from Doom.
The Doom Slayer armor, really?
Yeah, so
for
you
your
can
me?
Make you can make your me look like the guy from Doom.
That's kind of cool.
In Smash Brothers, yeah. which is kind of fun. And that's only like 75 cents.
Only 75 cents?
If you want.
Wow.
I've never gotten any of that stuff because I'm always like, no, I bought the fighter for like 10 bucks. I don't know how much they're going to charge for that. I'm going to have to go back on my Switch and be like, what kind of Mii Fighter
yeah.
costumes can I stick in the game?
Interesting. So you can buy fighters in the game, or is that just
yeah.
you got to pay for the downloadable content and that's...
Yeah, the fighters are essentially the downloadable content
oh,
of like,
okay.
you know, when they added Joker from Persona
so
or
Banjo-Kazooie. Or who is the name of
Sora.
This character? Sora?
Sauron from Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings is now
okay.
in. It's wow. just an eye on a tower.
Heck of a combination.
Sweet.
So Sora costs
I
like 10 bucks.
I see everything.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Or if you have the season pass.
See, I assumed if you had Smash Bros. Or whatever,
right.
Smash Bros. Ultimate, whatever the game is called, that once they release these new characters, they're in the game.
Yep.
You got to pay
you
cash
gotta pay
for them.
Okay. You got to pay for them. That's why that Avengers game was so crazy. It's like, wait, you're just going to... add Black Panther and I don't have to give you an extra $20.
Yeah, you're just going to add Spider-Man. I don't have to give you any extra cash.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we're still waiting on that one.
Yeah, well. There's a dude that has been working on completing his collection of the original Game Boy cartridges. And after 2 years, Twitter user Shota now has all 1,244 Game Boy titles.
Well, now we can work on trying to kiss a girl for the first time.
Wow, rude. There's somebody that is going to be very impressed by his Game Boy collection.
Well, it's very true, but...
All right, moving on.
Hopefully he'll find her someday.
Right. There were some car thieves over in England that were arrested, and when they, you know, they arrested them, they took all their items off them that they were using to break into cars. One of the items they were using was a device that's made to... you know, like open the cars that have the computers that you know, you'll have the key that when you get close to the guitar,
the key
car,
fob?
It'll unlock and you don't mm-hmm. even have to put the key in. You just press a button and as long
yeah.
as the key fob is next to it, then you run. Well, they had a device that would duplicate that so they could steal cars in an original Game Boy case.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So that if anybody, you know, found them, they'd be like, no, it's an original Game Boy. I'm just a retro gamer. Whatever. It's a thing.
It'd be funny if they got busted by a detective that's, like, up on video games. Like,
right.
Why? This person's looking very suspicious with this Game Boy case. Hmm.
Yeah.
I got a warrant. Let me see that Game Boy case.
Walking around playing Tetris around all the very expensive cars.
Yeah.
What's up with this guy?
Busted.
Yeah, they said the device is worth about $27,000.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Should have went with a Game Gear case. Never would have suspected that.
Yeah, or a PlayStation Vita.
Yeah.
All right, and the last story I've got for you, as I mentioned earlier, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl comes out for the PlayStation and the Xbox and the Nintendo this week. Somebody who had gotten the digital copy, which came out Tuesday, and the physicals come out on Friday, has already started data mining the game and has found some placeholders for a couple of characters and stages
Ooh.
That aren't in the game yet that maybe in the future they'll add as downloadable content. One of them is the Shredder
nice.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That'd be cool.
Turtle soup.
One of them is Garfield.
Wait, what's Garfield doing in a Nicktoons game, though?
I don't. I didn't know Nickelodeon had the rights to the Garfield cartoon, but apparently that's a
huh.
thing.
Hmm, interesting.
They've got that's Rugrats Tommy Pickles.
There we go, Tommy Pickles. I bet you he F's in that game, man.
Squidward, Plankton, and Mr. Krabs from
okay.
SpongeBob, and Jimmy Neutron, as well as Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, good. That wallaby son of a bitch is going to be in there.
Could all...
That wallaby son of a bitch.
They could all be added to the game. Now, this doesn't mean they will be. This means there are there's lines of code as placeholders for later
what
use.
What about Heifer? No Heifer?
No, they didn't have anything about Heifer.
Heifer could regurgitate some stuff and spit at you. That would be a fun little thing. He could fart. I feel like Heifer farted a lot in the cartoon.
I'm almost angry that I told you guys a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to Amy about them adding characters that she had this idea. I was like, what if this game is so successful that Cartoon Network jumps on the bandwagon and makes one, and then we get like a Cartoon Network version? And now that's all I can think about. Is how I want a Cartoon Network game.
So which cartoon characters would you want to see in the Cartoon Network?
I want Johnny Bravo.
Okay.
I want at least one of the Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
Have got to be part of that. I mean, if we can, Dexter
from Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's got to be in there. Give him a big robot suit. And what was the other guy that used to?
Yes, that's brilliant.
Was the other guy that he always was feuding with? That was in love with his sister.
I don't remember. I just keep thinking of the weird monkey guy from the Powerpuff Girl.
Mojo Jojo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or how about Invader Zim, too? Is he part of the...
Zim is in the Nickelodeon game.
Oh, he's in the Nickelodeon one. Yep. Okay.
Who else am I... There was somebody that was... Oh, Courage. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I don't remember Courage.
Yeah, Courage would be great in one of these games. Rocco's Modern Life going in there. If we can get some Adult Swim characters in there...
You need all the Aqua Teens. Hunger Force, damn straight.
Right.
Shake.
Give me the Aqua Teens like the Ice Climbers. Like, I'm playing all of them at once.
Yes.
That would be ridiculous. Like, because it would be hilarious. Give me some C-Lab people. Give me Space Ghost and Brack and Zorak.
Yeah, put them all in there.
Yeah.
I think who else
would Samurai Jack.
Get Archer.
Is Archer? I think he's on FX.
Oh, he's an FX guy?
Yeah, but... Funny enough, the people who make Archer are the people who made C-Lab.
Oh, well, perfect.
They're just using better technology now.
I feel like I used to watch Archer on Cartoon Network.
Maybe. Hell yeah.
MCP Pants better be in there.
Carl. Put friggin' Carl in
there. Oh, Carl.
There'll be a Street Fighter stage, but it'll just be Carl's car.
Yeah.
And you're just smashing
it. Oh, my God. And
at the end of it, he opens his door. He's like, who did this to my freaking car?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish this was a real game.
See?
Now that we're talking, this fantasy game is a letdown.
I'm excited about this Nickelodeon game, but now I really want a Cartoon Network game. Damn it.
I'm trying to get some more of the original Cartoon Network lineup to show up here.
I'm such an old man about Adult Swim, too, because, like, I love those first couple of years of Adult Swim. But then whenever they would add new stuff, like about year 4 or 5 when they'd add Squidbillies and stuff, I'm like, what the hell is this? This is stupid.
Yeah. I wasn't a big Squidbillies guy either. And you were probably watching the original, like, Adult Swim before I even got into watching it. This is a whole period in my life where I didn't realize they made adult cartoons that didn't involve, like, sexual activities.
Right.
You know? Until
Adventure Time? Gumball?
Until somebody told me about the Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and I was like, check these guys out.
Steven Universe? Oh, man, that would be cool. Have some of them in there. Wee Bear Bears? Yeah, there's a bunch of cool stuff they could do for Cartoon. Get on this, Cartoon Network. Come on.
Yeah.
Get in there. Get in the pool. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's Nerd Radio, you guys. Thanks for hanging out. And hopefully you go and see the new Venom movie because it's pretty great. I hope you go check out, what is it, Spunk Stock?
I'm checking that out.
Itch.io.
I'm checking that out.
I'm going to get that in one more time. It's just I had to.
I can't remember the name of the cartoon where the car with a couch turns into a giant robot. I don't remember that either, but I'll look it up.
There's a cartoon where a car with a couch?
Is it okay?
What kind of a car? You could have a couch in it.
I don't know. It's Superhero Girls. It's totally Superhero Girls. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Radio.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
This Transformer is cool.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
The future's stupid, guys. I'm sorry, but it is.
I have spoken.
Son of a...
Nintendo. Reason, no.
Yeah, for some reason, like, I can turn Nintendo into a news. Nintendo. Wait.
Newstendo.
No.
Yes. We'll workshop it.
I made a boo-boo.
We'll figure it out.
Sorry, I waited to hit pause. I wanted to.
catch.
Yeah, you want to catch all of that for NTAG purposes. I appreciate that. Thanks for looking out for me.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.